saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish is unpacking the fivefold ministry, why Jesus gave these five leadership offices to the church, and how they operate today. In this episode, we'll explore how to recognize these callings, discern authenticity, and understand their role in a healthy, spirit-filled church. Our key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. You know, if we want to build a strong and effective church, we need to be able to recognize the leaders that God has appointed, not the ones that man has elevated, but the ones that Jesus himself has called. Today, we are going to ask and answer six vital questions about the fivefold ministry. Are these offices still active? Why do they still matter today? How do they function in a healthy church? How can we discern between the genuine callings and self-appointed titles? What does spiritual confirmation look like? And how can we tell the difference between authentic and false callings? Let's start with the first question. Are these offices still active today? There are some who claim that the fivefold ministry, especially apostles and prophets, was only for the early church. This idea is often tied to what's called a cessationist belief system, which teaches that certain gifts and callings ceased after the time of the apostles. But the Bible doesn't say that. In fact, it says the exact opposite. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, it makes it clear that these roles are meant to operate. It says, "Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." Now ask yourself, has the global church fully reached unity? Are we completely mature? Have we fully attained the fullness of Christ? And the answer to that is no. And that means that these offices are still active. They're still needed and still being given by Jesus to build this body today. In Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3, years after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit calls Barnabas and Saul, who would become the Apostle Paul, to be set apart for ministry. It says, "While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me for the work to which I have called them.' Then, when they had fasted, prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." Now this is powerful. It's evidence that God continued to appoint apostles and prophets long after the original 12. Next, let's talk about why these roles still matter today. The fivefold ministry isn't just about leadership. It's about equipping the saints. Paul says that these roles exist for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Now that means apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers are not meant to do all the work themselves. They are called to equip every believer to step into their God-given calling. Apostles lay the foundations and bring the structure. Prophets help keep the church aligned with God's heart. Evangelists stir us up to reach the lost. Pastors nurture and protect the flock. Teachers ground us in the truth of God's word. And without these five roles working together in unison, the church becomes lopsided. We might be good at teaching, but we'd be weak in evangelism. Or we might be strong in shepherding, but lack prophetic direction. We need all five offices to function in balance, ensuring that the church grows in maturity, unity, and spiritual depth. Now, I want to take a quick overview of each office's function within the healthy church. Now, we're definitely going to go deeper into each one of these in future weeks. But for now, think of the fivefold like different parts of the same body. Apostles are like the architects. They help set the blueprint for the kingdom work. Prophets are the ones who hear God's voice and call the church to repentance, faith, and obedience. Evangelists are like the fire starters, bringing people into the kingdom and training others to share their faith. Pastors are the shepherds, caring for the spiritual health of the flock. And teachers make the word of God clear and applicable, building a solid foundation of truth in every believer. And when all five roles are functioning together, the church isn't just surviving, it's thriving. It's grounded, spirit-led, mission-driven, and mature. But this leads to our next question. How do we discern a genuine calling versus a self-appointed title? And this is critical, because not everyone who calls himself an apostle or a prophet is truly called by Jesus. The first test is character. A genuine leader reflects the character of Christ. Humility, integrity, faithfulness, and a servant's heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, "You will know them by their fruits." We don't just judge by words or charisma. We look at the fruit of their lives and their ministry. Are people being equipped and growing in Christ? Or are they being manipulated and controlled? Another test is biblical alignment. A true fivefold leader will never teach or lead in a way that contradicts Scripture. If someone's message doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not from him. And that brings us to the role of spiritual confirmation. In the early church, callings weren't self-declared. They were confirmed by the Holy Spirit and recognized by other mature believers. We saw this in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3, when Barnabas and Saul were set apart after praying and fasting. We also see that Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was granted to you through the words of prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders." In other words, the Holy Spirit confirms a true calling, and the church affirms it. Now, finally, let's talk about signs of authentic versus false callings. A false calling often draws attention to the individual instead of to Christ. It's marked by pride and self-promotion and control. But the true fivefold leader points people to Jesus, not to themselves. They build up the body, not their own kingdom. A false prophet, apostle, or teacher will often elevate their personal opinions above the Word of God, while an authentic leader submits fully to the authority of Scripture. We see this contrast in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 14, where Paul warns, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." The church today needs discernment more than ever because counterfeit voices are everywhere. But the good news is that Jesus promised that we would know the difference by looking at their fruit. What kind of life and transformation follows their ministry? Now, as we bring this episode to a close, let me encourage you with this. Ask God to sharpen your spiritual discernment. The fivefold ministry was given to help the church grow, mature, and fulfill its mission. But it only works when we recognize true leadership and reject counterfeits. Now, tomorrow, we are going to dig into the authority and responsibility that comes with the fivefold callings. Why true spiritual authority always looks like servanthood and accountability. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.